So this slide highlights the biopsy strategy that's employed in order to obtain prostatic tissue. This involves inserting an ultrasound probe transrectally in order to visualize the prostate, the peripheral zones of the prostate. And the image on the right-hand side there shows a schematic as well as a sort of live sort of image of the prostate, the left and right lobes of the prostate that can be palpated on digital rectal examination. And it highlights the systematic approach to biopsying the prostate to obtain these cores of tissues in order to maximize your chances of obtaining tissue that contains the actual cancer itself. But obviously there is an element that you may miss some cancers given this strategy, but this is currently the gold standard, but a lot of research is going into improving the strategy. And once we obtain these tissues, we then take these cores, and these are sent to the pathology department, where they're interpreted by an experienced uropathologist who can identify a number of features from this biopsy. They can identify, first of all, whether cancer is present within these biopsy cores. They can also identify the Gleason grade, which is the grading system attributed to prostate cancer, to see how well differentiated or poorly differentiated the tumour is. But interestingly, from these biopsies, you can get an element of an idea of the tumour extent within these biopsies. And there are two facets to this. Firstly, the number of positive cores, which represents the number of cores containing cancer out of all the cores taken, but also the tumour content within these positive cores, i.e. the percentage of that core that contains tumour that actually is occupied by tumour, so ranging from 0 to 100%.